How many people appreciate the Chris Dawson Songwriting Contest here at Merlefest each year? All the folks that enter, all the folks that judge, folks like Gillian Welch have been discovered here through that. Jim Lauderdale is the chairperson. He and a panel of judges have gone through, get this, over 1,100 entries for the songwriting contest. Categories of bluegrass and country and gospel, and then a general all-around category for a number of songs, and that'll be going on tomorrow as well. That's from 2 to 3:30, right over at the Austin stage. And then, of course, the winners get to play right over here on the cabin stage. Getting ready for a little set in a few minutes from Daryl Scott over on that cabin stage. And then the Wayfaring Strangers have come in from California. Really neat fusion of bluegrass and jazz and newgrass, sort of some ambient music. If you're a fan of Daryl Anger and some of the work he does, the Wayfaring Strangers do similar work with Matt Glazer and a mighty fine banjo guy named Tony Trischka. Got a nice set for them, and of course a set from John Cowan coming up as well. If you're needing little knickknacks, if you're camping like me, or hanging out and you need various toiletries like toothpaste and whatnot, don't forget the Hilltop store over there. They got all your needs there. Also around there by the Little Picker stage area is free internet access. Charter Pipeline hooking the Merlefesters up with free internet and email access. It's a great little down-home festival, but you can also stay connected with the world and get on board and share the great festival and all the latest updates on the Bluegrass and Americana event of the year with people through the email over there by the Little Picker stage. On the subject of the website, merlefest.org is a fine website here. How many folks visit the website, merlefest.org, throughout the year to get connected? Yeah. There's a great discussion board. I was just looking at that a little bit earlier today. You can keep in touch with your fellow Merlefest friends and do that throughout the year, merlefest.org. Of course, you can also register for tickets there. The dates have already been assigned for next year, so we hope to see you back here. I forgot when it is. I'll have to get back to you sometime in April. Who knows what the Ducks and Hayes Carl and King Wilkie and them Wayfaring Strangers and Gigi Dover have in common? Anything? Well, yeah, they're all here this year, but it's also their first time here, and as a result, those folks and a lot of others are on a new compilation called Fresh Faces at Merlefest. Maybe you've already heard of that because it's about the third year, I think, that they've done it. But, of course, they got another one for this year, Fresh Faces 2005. Really nice compilation. If you're into nice compilation CDs where you got all sorts of different styles on one disc, you can check it out at Fresh Faces 2005. If you're like me, you always like getting introduced to new folks as well as keeping in touch with not the old folks, but the folks you're familiar with. And Fresh Faces 2005 has that. Please welcome, talking about some familiar faces, yeah. Doc Watson and company.
Hi, Jack.
Maybe nice tribute to Merle Watson.